Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Lakers out. LeBron done. Longer offseason for him. Anthony Davis needs to get healthy.
Knicks out,
a lot
too.
Of questions LA. We already discussed the Knicks. They're out, too, and they've got a lot to face this offseason. Well, a lot of challenges for the Knicks this offseason with, okay, what do you do from here? You know, and that's a big challenge, taking that next step. For the Lakers, it's can you reset? That's also the question with them, and we're talking about all about the NBA playoffs, including tonight. You have a game six tonight. The other LA team, the Clippers, trying to hold off elimination, win another road game at Dallas tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN TV. Also, ESPN Radio coverage begins 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. But as we talk about all these different NBA headlines, we bring in Stephen A. Smith to join us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Stephen A. Just on the Laker front.
Good morning.
I wonder if there are now going to be trust issues with Anthony Davis going forward with the Lakers.
Well, I don't know why the hell you're wondering about that. Of course there's going to be trust issues moving forward. When you've got a career where you've missed over 150 games, where, you know, you've been injured and what have you, that's amounting to about 20% of the games of your career. That's problematic for you if you're Anthony Davis. We all know that when healthy, he's all world. He's one of the top five players in the world. We know what he brings to the table. He's a champion on the collegiate level. He's a champion on the NBA level. But don't let him, or you know how a lot of guys these days want to transition into the whole victim mentality mode where, oh, you're dogging him and whatever. Nobody's dogging Anthony Davis. He is all world. He is the real deal. When healthy, the only question that exists about him is his fragility. How durable is he? How dependable is he because of his availability due to a multitude of injuries that have happened throughout his career? And he said it himself. When he got his new long-term deal from the Los Angeles Lakers, and he had the press conference to talk about signing that long-term deal with the Lakers, one of the first words out of his mouth was, "You know my history. And because of that history, I had to secure my future. That's why I signed a long-term deal now instead of waiting where I'd get even more down the line." He knows his history just as well as anybody else, if not better, because it's himself, and that's what this is all about. So, of course, there's a trust issue because durability-wise, he hasn't been trustworthy.
Now, we know all that, right, Stephen A.? We know that he's been hurt, he's been this. We can't trust 100% of what's going to happen. So now, how do we secure a number two guy to go alongside LeBron just in case this comes up again next season? So now we get three guys.
Well, if I'm the Lakers, I go about the business of getting a shooter, somebody that you can rely upon that can put the ball in the hole from the perimeter, because clearly that was an Achilles heel for the Los Angeles Lakers this season. There's no way around that, and you need a bona fide guy that's a legitimate threat from the perimeter that can create his own shot. I'm not talking about a guy that can catch and shoot like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I'm talking about a guy that can create his own shot and ultimately make shots from the perimeter. They don't have that. That's what they need. Outside of that, you've got LeBron and you got Anthony Davis. In my personal opinion, Key, I'll say it. I was going to save it for first take, but you're my brother. I'll tell you right here, right now, I think the run is over. I think LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers title run, I think it's come to an end.
So you don't think that Rich Paul got another one up his sleeve?
I think Rich Paul had a lot up his sleeve this time around. How'd it work out?
Well, we got a championship out of it.
Exactly. And I'm not knocking that. I'm not saying that you won't be in the hunt in the picture. But see, I'm looking at it from certain perspectives. I'm looking at Jamal Murray coming back and Denver only getting better in the emergence of Michael Porter. I'm looking at a young Phoenix Suns squad that ain't going anywhere. And I'm looking at the return of Klay Thompson. And one of those guys, I don't know if there's anybody in the country that has harped on that last point more than me. I believe, and I religiously stated throughout this season, that the second Klay Thompson and Steph Curry are back together and healthy, look the hell out. the Golden State Warriors are coming. And but last time I checked, Brooklyn ain't going nowhere, you know, at least for the foreseeable future. I have Brooklyn winning the chip anyway. Philadelphia's not going anywhere. Milwaukee's not going anywhere. I think this season was the Lakers' best chance in the LeBron James era to get another chip. Now that it has faded, I believe it is over, that the Los Angeles Lakers will be in the playoffs as long as LeBron James is there. They'll be formidable enough, but they will fall. Somebody will be there to knock them off. This was their best chance. They ain't getting any younger. LeBron James certainly ain't getting any younger. And I think that your best chance left last night. It's over.
Stephen A., clearly you missed Deacon, Keyshawn, and Church this morning because we came against that and the groin injury and the age thing. But anyway, you talk about guys that are or teams that are not going anywhere. There is a guy in particular who it might be time to get on the move. I know you are of the mindset that Portland needs to separate CJ and Dame. Where do you see Dame going potentially?
I do not know the answer to that question. Haven't really thought about it yet for two reasons, Monica. Number one, I'm so fixated on the Knicks. I think about Big Dame Dollar,
please,
you know, Dame time at some place like Madison Square Garden. And don't get me wrong, I know that wouldn't be enough to win a championship, but I just love the thought of him being in a big market. I certainly think that he needs to leave Portland. He and I have talked on many occasions about this. He had no desire to leave Portland. He loves it there. He's a loyalist, didn't want to go there, and I've told him for years. I thought it was a huge mistake. He and C.J. McCollum got on me years ago because about 3 years ago I stated one of them needs to go. They can't win together. You got to trade one and get the comparable assets to pair with the other. As a backcourt, yeah, they can score on anybody, but they're too small, and ultimately it's not going to be enough because you're going to have to overcompensate defensively if you choose to do so at all, and Portland ain't going to win, and I've been right on the money about that. When I think about Dame, I think about if that brother was in some place like Milwaukee, Lord have mercy. If he was in some place, let's say, for example, if you found a way to make him the third option, not that he would be a third option, but if he were in Golden State, Lord have mercy. You put him someplace like Utah, Lord have mercy. I mean, there's a few places that Dame Dollar could go and obviously could propel them to championship heights based on whatever they already have in place. But consider the fact that, remember, he's in the midst of a $250 million contract. And that's some hard stuff to get rid of, even if you got to take comparable assets in return. He might be the best clutch player of the modern era as well. The asking price would be huge, but he also has to want to leave. And he's shown no willingness before his Instagram post last night to want to leave.
Yeah, I feel weird that I have to do this, but, you know, because you should know Stephen A.'s voice no matter what, because he's Mr. ESPN all over the place. But Stephen A. Smith, the host of First Take, joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning. I know y'all didn't know where I was going. I could tell by the way y'all looked at me. Tonight's game against the Clippers against the Mavs. Can the Clips show up, or are they going to finally get clipped?
If the Clippers live up to who they've been and who we've known them to be, they go to Dallas and win tonight and then come back and lose Game 7 on their home court. That's how they are. You know, they, you know, when the odds are stacked against them, they rise to the occasion. When you have any kind of expectations for them, they fold. That's what it's been about. And to me, everybody is, you know, so many people have pointed to Paul George and what Paul George needs to do. Well, fair enough. He's had a decent series, but he needs to do better. My focus is on Kawhi Leonard. He's the one that got the Clippers to trade the farm to get Paul George. He's the one that threatened and forced their hand because he said, if you don't do this, not only am I not going to come here, I'm going to go to the Lakers, and I'm going to join LeBron and AD. He's the one that had the commercial dangling from his convertible, you know, claiming it was a new king in town, and he was the one wearing the crown after leaving Toronto. He preceded last season. He was the one that had a 3-1 lead and folded. He was the one that let Jamal Murray drop 40 on them in Game 7. he is the one that has been, well, all of them really, has been torched by Luka Doncic. But the point is, who is the stopper? Who is the guy known for playing on both ends of the court? Yes, it was Paul George, but it was more so Kawhi Leonard. That's what he brings to the table. And a 22-year-old is averaging 35, 9, and 8. Schooling them. And they have no answer. He's big boying a whole bunch of people, the Beverly, Patrick Beverleys, the Rondos of the world, and others. The last time I checked, it's Kawhi that's 6'7", 6'8", that got muscles coming out his earlobe. How are you being big boyed by anybody? But that's what Luka Doncic is doing. So I look at it and I say, hey, to me, it's about Kawhi Leonard. It's about him showing up and showing you want to be the face of the franchise? LeBron, if it were LeBron James, we'd kill him. Mm-hmm. We'd kill him. But somehow, some way, we've let Kawhi Leonard off the hook because he's quiet. He's the cyborg. He's the cyborg assassin, has nothing to say. Damn all of that. You don't need them to talk. We need them to play. And that's what we need to see from him against Luka Doncic.
So if the Clippers end up losing, what comes next for them as we talk about what's next for the Lakers? What would be next for the Clippers if they fail yet again?
I think it's a complete wholesale changes. Paul George may not go anywhere, but it wouldn't shock me at all, Alan, if Kawhi Leonard decided to opt out, because he does have a player option after the season, mm-hmm. as you well know. He opts out, and he decides to go to South Beach. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Wow.
South Beach, okay.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. Weather's warm in Florida, and unlike California, no state income taxes.
That would be, I mean, and is that is part of that too? When you bring that up, because you brought that up before, is part of that also the shadow of being in LA with LeBron there and him wanting to get away from that, or is that just simply finding a different situation?
I think it's probably about finding a different situation. But you know me, Alan. You've known me for a long time. If I say something like that, mm-hmm. I ain't just saying it.
No, I know.
It's because that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you know something.
It's entirely possible. His relationship with Jimmy Butler is a pretty damn good one. Riles and their championship aspirations. Coming to L.A. and recognizing that no matter what you do or who you are, as Keyshawn would attest to, you will never be the Lakers. This town is just a different – there's a different feel and a different buzz when the Los Angeles Lakers are playing winning basketball. The Clippers are the – I mean, the equivalent – It's like a high school environment. It's literally like going to a high school basketball game when you watch the Clippers compared to watching the Lakers. Keyshawn knows I'm telling the truth.
No, you're telling
it's
the truth.
It's an absolute fact.
I try to tell Allen that all the time. They got cardboard cutouts in the stadium. It looks the same when it's a full house.
Wow.
In the regular season, it's the same.
It's like you literally, there's no cardboard. You don't see cardboard cutout for the Laker games. But for some reason, it's the Clippers. It's like everything. Listen, they could go and get a new arena. I really think that they need to. They don't need to be in L.A. They should go to Anaheim or something.
Well, it's too late
They
now.
Should go to Anaheim or go back to Seattle. They shouldn't be in Los Angeles because this city, I mean, they are truly, truly the fair weather stepchild compared to the Lakers in this city. This city just is just a different level, y'all. Y'all got to be here. Keyshawn lives here. You know what time it is. It's just a different level here.
I know we got to let you go at some point, but let me ask you this though: in terms of LeBron, does he finish a Laker, man? Like is this the last team that he's going to be on?
Is Carmelo coming?
Yes, I believe so. I believe so. I believe the only place he would ever go back to is Cleveland, and I can't see that happening. But I think this is it, especially since Anthony Davis signed here, because Anthony Davis is here. LeBron has a lot to do with that. That's the guy LeBron wanted. That's the guy Clutch Sports wanted. He's in L.A. They got their man. We know when they're healthy, they're championship caliber. And they'll still be championship caliber. Just because I said the championship run is over doesn't mean they won't be contending. I'm just saying that when it's all said and done, I don't believe LeBron James and Anthony Davis in L.A. will ever be raising the trophy again. I think that there's too many people that are coming. I think that LeBron is getting older. He'll still drop 25 a night in his sleep, etc. But he needs somebody else to finish. And I remember when I had Anthony Davis on First Take, I said, you know, they've been calling you frail. They've been calling you soft. This prior to last season. the championship round last season. He said, I know, that's why I've been in the gym, getting stronger, blah, 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 blah. Got through last year, won the championship, but this year it came back to haunt them. And we also got to look at Rob Pelinka. He deserves a lot of praise for what he did last year. This year, however, you lost Dwight Howard. You lost JaVale McGee. That put more of an onus on Anthony Davis, okay? You look at Frank Vogel. What the hell were you doing? Montrezl Harrell's the sixth man of the year at the time. And these playoffs come around, this dude is averaging 6 minutes a game. Yeah. How in God's name could you justify that? That makes no sense. You lose Rondo, Dennis Schroeder. He ain't Rondo. I don't care how Rondo's looking right now in a Clippers uniform. We know what Rondo is capable of come playoff time, especially when it comes to decision-making and running a basketball team. That is not Dennis Schroeder. So you look at Rob Pelinka and Frank Vogel, they deserve some onus on this, some culpability as well.
It is amazing when you think about the difference in 8 months from when they won the championship, what that roster looks like. Stephen A. bringing the flamethrower this morning, as usual. So I'm going to ask you a question that might sound crazy, but bear with me. Nets-Bucks sure. in the second sure. round. Now that we know the Lakers are out, maybe even the Clippers could be gone by tonight, could Nets-Bucks be the best series we get in the postseason?
Yes, it could be, but that's nothing to sneeze at. And you can't – listen, even though that could end up being the best, let me tell y'all something. Keep sleeping on the Utah Jazz if y'all want to. This is real. Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. He's D-Wade 2.0. He's got an NBA body. He's strong as a bull. Got ball handling skills. Can hit perimeter shots. He's reliable from the free throw line. He goes to the hole at will. And the Utah Jazz with him are a completely different team. Everybody on their squad, they put four guys who can shoot threes on the floor at the same time, a vast majority of every game. And they defend on the perimeter with Royce O'Neal and on the interior with Rudy Gobert. These dudes are no joke. The Clippers or the Mavs will lose to them in the second round. They could beat Denver or Phoenix in the conference finals, and they could give Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Philadelphia a run for their money because they defend, they hit perimeter shots, and they have a star that says, give me the ball and move the hell out of the way anytime he damn well feels like it. And they hungry. We can sleep on Utah all we want to, but the only thing negative to say about Utah is that most of us don't feel like going to Salt Lake City. That's about it.
Nobody Nothing wants that else. As a finals. But you didn't answer my question. Nets Bucks, though, like, is this going to be the Nets' maybe biggest challenge?
I did answer your question. I did answer your question. I said it's possible. I said it's possible, but not don't sleep on Utah. Okay. Utah could end up being just as formidable of a series for Brooklyn once Brooklyn gets past Milwaukee, because I think they'll win that series in 7 games. And Philadelphia with Joel Embiid impeded, Philadelphia, Atlanta ain't going to have a shot against Brooklyn unless they're fully loaded. So just like I picked Brooklyn at the beginning of the season to win the chip, I'm not jumping off of that. But as formidable of a challenge as I think Milwaukee is, I think Utah has a chance to be just as much of a challenge as Milwaukee.
And I like that because Utah's defense is a big part of that, and defense is going to be everything in trying to slow down the Brooklyn Nets. Stephen A., appreciate you as always. Thanks for joining us.
Take it easy, y'all. Take care.
Stephen A.
Did he move the Clippers to Seattle in this whole – like the whole conversation we had. Well, I mean, he had the flamethrower going this morning.
They should have been gone. In all honesty,
but was there one point there where he was actually moving the Clippers to Seattle?
No, but they should. What? They should have went to –
he was bringing it today.
They should have gone to Orange County, back down to San Diego, maybe up to Seattle. Like – there's really –
yeah, Ballmer's trying to get an arena, but he's running into
he's got the arena. He's got to take care of it. He bought the MSG because they were trying to block him.
No, I know.
And so he's like, I got so much money, I'll buy it and do whatever I want to do with it because I want to build my stadium. And the problem is they're trying to force a strong fan base. It's like, no, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just not
going. If it was ever going to happen, it was Lob City. When
the Lakers, it was never going to happen.
My point is, the Lakers were really at their lowest point never. In the Kobe era.
Listen to me.
And they were a fun team.
Allen,
and that never happened.
Allen, never. If they would have won a championship, never. Never, never, ever. It would never happen.
The Clippers fans exist, or no?
Every professional sports franchise have fans.
Okay.
But it's a different level of fans. The New Jersey Nets did come to Manhattan. They went to Brooklyn. So they could try to establish the Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm. They're in L.A. They could have gone to, they could have gone to Anaheim, Orange County, San Diego. And people were like, okay, cool.
Well, they were in San Diego.
They could have went back. But now they go right around the corner from down the street from Staples, across the street from the Great Western Forum, where the Lakers history was made. You're going to go now try to, no, it's not going to happen.
Seems a little goofy, I will admit.
It's just not, and Stephen A. knows. It's just like, no. No.
Is Ballmer losing money?
It doesn't matter. He ain't never going to lose money.
Well, the point is, though, with the franchise, that's the whole thing. If it's a losing proposition,
it's not worth it. It's not a losing proposition.
Of course. So then,
the fan base. Like, they're never going to be accepted. Even if they won a championship, they're so far behind. They're just so far behind.
But if they win although I think it would be really cool to see a team back in Seattle. A part of the draw of the Clippers in terms of free agency is where they are, fan base or not. Like, we heard CP3 talk endlessly about LA.
Yeah, you can certainly get people to come play there. I'm just talking about the fan base.
There was a time when the Mets came in New York, the Yankees were what the Lakers were. Won champions, tons and tons of championships, great lineage, great history. The National League, American League thing was part of it, but the Mets did it. They had their immediate success, and that built a fan base that now
Clippers have success. I've been back here a year. I don't even hear the Mets. I hear Yankee.
Jacob DeGrom, most popular player.
I don't even.
The one thing though is the
speaking
fan
of baseball.
Go to break.
Speaking of baseball, like Monica, tune into an American League battle tomorrow as the Blue Jays host the Astros. Coverage begins 2:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. This MLB weekend preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money, progress starts here. The road for Milwaukee to win a title goes through the aforementioned borough of Brooklyn. So will they live up to the moment or once again look like a deer in headlights? Yes, we did it. That's after Key has this from Indeed.
The good news is your business doubled. The even better news is Indeed can help you hire the right people without the wait times of a typical recruiting process. That's because Indeed has a great hiring platform where you can make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates over video right from your easy-to-use employer dashboard. It's just another reason Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit.
If they get by Milwaukee, who in the world is going to beat Brooklyn?
Get your popcorn ready.
Pass to Durant, who throws it down.
When I look at Milwaukee, they are scary.
Giannis puts it on the deck, spins into a double, puts it up and finger rolls it in.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Coming up on Friday's edition of the Michael K Show, minor tweaks or major overhauls. The guys discuss what's next for the Knicks. Plus, Brooklyn gets ready for Giannis and the Bucks. And you could be there for game one. Make sure you tune in during the 5 o'clock hour for your chance to win. Plus, Islanders playoff tickets in the 4 o'clock hour. The Michael K Show today at 2 on 93. Today at 2 on 98.7 ESPN. Damn, now I got, what is this, in-game? Hey, it's Keyshawn Johnson. You're listening to Clippers Mavs Game 6. We'll tell you why this could be the most important game in Clipper history. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, Monday morning on ESPN Radio. Hey, it's Keyshawn Johnson. The Clippers have forced Game 7, and now we wonder if they can finally win at home and what a loss would mean to their future. Join us Monday morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin at 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Hey, it's Keyshawn Johnson. The Clippers are joining the Lakers in Cancun for vacation. We'll tell you what.
You made me laugh, man.
We'll tell you what moves can come and if Kawhi is done after two seasons in Tinseltown. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, Monday morning. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, Monday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Yo, what up? Friday morning. Man, it was long and it's tough. Lakers lose last night. And that's it, homeboy. Wait, man, let me do what I'm doing. Friday morning. Man, that was a tough one. Long night. A lot of tequila. Lakers lose last night. Man, that's it, homeboy. With your LA Sports Talk this morning, here's Travis. He's with Clinton Yates. What up, Yates? It's Laker Reaction Friday all day on 710. We know you're sad because I am. Mad, not sad. Pissed, not sad. We will get you through it here all day long. Right now, sitting in for Travis, here's Clinton Yates. LA is way different. Yeah, I wanted to do that. I wanted to do it. It's key. Enjoy your weekend. We're back Monday. It's key. Enjoy your weekend. We're back Monday all over the latest in the NBA and starting your morning off with some real fun. Keyshawn in the morning. Yeah. Keyshawn in the morning. Back Monday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on 710 ESPN. It's Monday morning. It was graduation weekend. What did Travis do at his household? Did he drink too much? I'm sure he ate a whole lot. That can only mean trap.
Kane picks it up, gives it to Kaminsky, top of the arc, hands it to Booker. Deep three straight away.
Oh, he got another one.
Book it. 22 for Devin Booker. And it's 33-12, and another timeout has been called.
Booker finished with 47 points as the Suns eliminated the Lakers 113-100. You heard it on ESPN Radio. They win game six to win the series 4-2. Booker's 42nd most in NBA history to knock out a defending champ. Bob Pettit at 50 against the Celtics in the 1958 NBA Finals. As for the Lakers, they become just the 6th defending champ under the current playoff format that's since 1984 to lose in the first round. LeBron, first time he's lost in the first round. He's now 14-1 in the first round. But how about this? First time he's been eliminated by an opponent in his own conference since 2010. The Clippers face elimination tonight in Dallas. That you can watch on ESPN TV, also hear it on ESPN Radio. The good news for the Clippers, the road team has won all 5 games in this series. The bad news for the Clippers, the road team has never won the first 6 games of a series in NBA postseason history. The coverage on ESPN Radio begins tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. To the ice in the Stanley Cup playoffs, 2 overtime games, overtime wins for the Bruins and the Hurricanes. Brad Marchand of the Bruins, he buried his 3rd career overtime goal in the playoffs to give the Bruins a 2-1 Game 3 win and a 2-1 series lead over the Islanders. Meanwhile, Carolina's Jordan Staal, he scored his 3rd postseason goal in overtime with the Hurricanes to give them a 3-2 win over Tampa. The Lightning lead that series 2-1. Game 4 for both series, Saturday night. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. Takes momentum to get through the playoffs. Takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. Brooklyn Nets uniting the world. More on that in a moment. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Okay. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in with Key today. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So we have market madness going on. As you know, we're in the Elite Eight at this point, where we have all of the number one seeds of the big stars, the biggest stars in each 16 markets that we've been putting together the last couple of weeks. The poll is up right now on at KJ and Z. Be up for another 20 hours. You have plenty of time, but you can go there and vote for this matchup, the Era Goats Regional Final, and it is close. LeBron and Larry Fitzgerald. You would think LeBron might run away with this.
Man, coming off a loss, though.
Right now, 50.4% of the votes to LeBron, 49.6.
Not even with the
loss. Fitzy.
I would have expected, yeah.
You would expect it?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean
6 a.m. tomorrow, the voting closes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but it's close. So the loss, I'm saying with the loss, I think that kind of is making it close. Because you know how it go, man. These people.
They just get mad.
Yeah, people, not necessarily even Laker fans, people that don't. You got to understand, Alan, and you know this, and Monica, you know this. They
Twitter
don't
trolls.
Like him.
Yeah.
No matter what. People just,
right.
Not everybody, but there are people
Wait a minute.
That cannot stand LeBron James.
More people like him than don't.
I didn't say that. I just said
oh,
that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Everybody's
vote
not voting.
Because I got so, that. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Okay. Everybody's not voting.
I get that.
But there are people that just don't. Liking.
Mickey Mouse ring. Boom. Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh,
and now.
Yeah, now all of a sudden.
Thing.
The Mickey Mouse ring.
Mickey
oh,
Mouse
he can't do
on
it.
Twitter.
It's skewed.
And I was worried. I thought maybe we had lost
he's
Mickey Mouse.
He's old. But, he's ring chasing. All he does is hop around, go retire. Like the dude called in talking about retiring because he walked off the court to go meet Devin Booker in the tunnel.
Yeah. And gave him, well, he wanted to sign a jersey.
Yeah, but
him,
the dude told him to retire because it was bad sportsmanship or something. I'm like,
fan is short for fanatic.
But still,
let's not forget.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
So before we get into
people get on my nerves.
Nets Bucks matchup, which is a great one. That starts Saturday. Just thinking about what Stephen A. said about Kawhi. What would we think of Kawhi if he did what Stephen A. And Stephen A., he knows stuff. And when he hears stuff and he knows stuff, he says it. And I've known him a long time. And every time he puts something out there, it's like, yeah, something. Where there's smoke, there's fire. If Kawhi left the Clippers to go to the Heat, join Jimmy Butler, join that crew, Pat Riley and his rings, Eric Spoelstra and the culture, the Heat culture, what would we think of Kawhi?
I wouldn't think anything.
Nothing.
Me?
He'd just go there and set up what he has in LA.
Yes.
And now we're out. That's it.
Listen,
2 years.
Kawhi is the definition of a hired mercenary. Yeah. Like, he had no loyalty to Toronto. He ain't got no loyalty to LA for real. The whole thing went wrong when the Spurs couldn't figure it out because he should have retired there and just kept winning championships. Like, they was going to continually reload. So, yeah, he go to Miami for 2 years, bouncing, and come to D.C. for 2 years. Go ahead.
I have no problem. Man, I got no problem with that, though, Alan. None whatsoever. If he wants to go to Miami and take his talents to South Beach,
Well, wait,
we criticize
everybody else for jumping around.
I don't criticize nobody.
That's what it is. Sorry about the we. When I say we, I mean, you know, me, you know, the ink-stained wretches of the media. We do that.
Yes, because y'all germ spreaders. That's what y'all do.
Shut up. Kid, you on this side now. Check yourself.
We are content providers.
It's okay. You don't have to catch yourself. If you want to tell me
to shut up. Check yourself.
If you want to tell me to shut up, you can
tell
me
to shut up.
I would
tell you to shut up. I'm not thinking about you. But to your point, here's where the wrinkle would be for me.
That's all right, man.
The wrinkle for me would be who all is available. I don't begrudge Kawhi making any kind of move that he wants to make. But literally, we just came off a conversation of a guy that we're all rooting for in Dame, right?
He's been there for 8 years, though.
But that's what I'm saying. If there is, I don't know, but the next technical free agency class is 2022. But if it's Kawhi doesn't re-up, but Dame is also available, I would rather see Dame go to the position to contend and Kawhi just kind of do whatever he's going to do next.
Yeah, it's just that if you're Paul George, if you're Ballmer, if you're all those guys, if you're Ty Lue, you're like, well, didn't you just want all us here and now you're out?
But, Han, that's the same thing they said in Brooklyn, the same reason the big three went because of the culture. And Kenny Atkinson is on the staff Kenny?
With the Clippers.
Yeah, with the Clippers, right? So, like, come on. Talk is cheap. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
Understood. All right, Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin.
See,
brought to you by Indeed.
That's the problem.
If you're hiring this summer, you need Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just post a sponsored job and you'll immediately get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description. Learn more at indeed.com/credit. So Nets Bucks, I think it's clearly the best series you're going to have in the East. It could be the best series we see in the playoffs, depending, of course, on what happens. Who gets to the final?
How are you defining best? What do you mean? Wait a minute.
Just competitive.
Length of the series, you just got the best matchup.
Okay. Star power. Two-time MVP on one side. On the other side, MVPs galore.
But why wouldn't you? Why
pressure
wouldn't you
on
think
both
that
franchises
about, like,
to win.
Sixer Nets.
Just everything
right
I
now.
Just told you. Sixers not experienced. Bucks have
barely.
MVP.
Yeah, but I can sell that story. Not experienced. Up and coming. Doc is taking them from. To the brink of a championship. I mean, you can sell it how you want to sell it and couch it how you want to couch it, right?
Okay. This question already. Are you watching, like, is it appointment television to watch Bucks Nets?
Yes.
I think it'll be appointment television to watch Nets Sixers.
Only because
as well.
It'll be the conference finals. That's a big difference. This is a second round matchup.
Yeah, the question is the matchups now,
and
right?
It could hopefully be a 7-game series of just knockdown, drag out, big moments, big shots, defensive plays, all kinds of stuff. But I want to read you a quote from Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to see what you guys think, because he says this above the Nets. We're uniting the whole world with this championship run. And he used the word championship run already. So I hope everybody's with us. We're uniting the whole world with this run. Stick with us, baby. Is he uniting the world? Are the Nets uniting the world?
Well, I think he might be.
After beating the Celtics?
I honestly think he may be saying he's in a position in these playoffs to make a run in the world so he could use his platform to send whatever messages he wants to send. I think that's what he's trying to say. I think.
Monica?
Now, maybe Monica, help me now. Don't leave me out here on the limb by
Monica,
myself.
Please translate.
I'm trying to help him. So help me help him.
Kyrie is a thinker that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was into theater and the whole bit.
Balance and wellness.
I like where you're going with that. But on first hearing this quote, well, this is not the first time, but it just makes me chuckle.
Yeah, but maybe he's saying that.
Why does
to
it make
say
you
that?
Why does it make you chuckle?
Because okay, sure. Like
we're uniting the whole world with this championship run.
The whole world.
But I think what he's saying is they're going on a championship run, so he can use the platform to continue to, I don't know, unite the world, like talk and be out in the. You know, I think that's what he's saying.
I think so too.
I think.
We don't know.
I'm hoping that's what he's saying.
We don't know.
Because
it's provocative. Nobody knows what it means.
And the people going.
And I think there's people in parts of the world that really don't give a damn if the Nets go to the championship or not.
Pretty much.
So I hope for his sake, that's what he's saying. And he just didn't clarify it
to
the level.
Sports does have very unique unifying power. I would have started with Brooklyn before the world, maybe. But, yeah.
All right, so this series, though, we should have some offense. Defense is going to, I think, be the most important part. The most combined regular season points per game in playoff series in the last 50 years. 238.7 points per game in the regular season combined from these two teams. Take the over, or will defense be the difference maker? That'll be up to the Bucks. So certainly a series that is must watch. You can also must watch Yankees, Red Sox, always tune into an AL East battle Sunday. Yankees, Red Sox, presented by Credit Karma. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Call the roulette. It's a Friday. Let's get freaky. Get in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's a Friday, and no matter how the clouds are hanging over the Brooklyn Bridge right now, I am still looking forward to the weekend, and we look forward to Call the Roulette for one more time this week. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are KJZ. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's spin the wheel. Line two.
Yeah, hi, it's Robert from Virginia.
Hey, Robert.
And I've got a pretty cool Coach K story. My dad was the head lacrosse coach at UVA back in the late 50s, and Gene Corrigan took his place. They're both from Baltimore, and both of their wives went to the same Catholic school in Baltimore, so we've known the Corrigan family a long time. I played golf with Gene in 2003, and he was telling me a story about his son Kevin, who was the head coach at Notre Dame, who really struggled early on in his career at Notre Dame, which wasn't a great job back then. And Coach K heard about it and called Gene and asked Gene if Kevin would like some help, and he even offered to let Kevin come and actually follow him for an entire week. And Kevin took him up on it, and according to Kevin, it totally changed his career. 30 years later, Kevin's taken two teams to the national championship game. Notre Dame has a new field. But nice. I just wonder how many other stories are out there about Coach K and the nice things he does for people.
Just the impact. Sure, yeah, no, Robert, thanks for sharing that with us. Yeah, it's just that impact that you can have on a life. I do have to ask this, though. Monica, you are from the DMV, yeah?
I am. I thought he was going to talk about cicadas, honestly, but go ahead.
Well, that's where I'm going.
Oh, okay.
Did you see this story?
The chocolate.
A Maryland candy company is selling chocolate-covered cicadas to celebrate the emergence of the noisy insect that have spent the last 17 years underground. What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
You didn't know that either. You phony. Last week you didn't even know what a cicada was.
You didn't know that?
It's cicadas in lacrosse.
Also, the CDC announced that if you have a shellfish allergy, you should not consume cicadas.
That would be helpful, right? Because, or maybe you should just not eat a bug.
No, but there's a store in Brooklyn that sells chocolate covered cockroaches. You think I'm lying, right?
No, I don't think you're lying at all. They're in abundance.
We are sibling companies with the great ABC. I know they do some sort of eating show, something wild in the woods. Can we please get Keyshawn somebody's woods?
I don't even swim, so what am I going to do?
Exactly.
I just had to share that cicada story. You'd have to pay me to eat that. Anything covered in chocolate, really. Line three.
Okay, let's not.
Line three.
Hello.
What up?
Hey.
Hey, hey, this Q from Funky Town Fort Worth. What's happening?
There you go.
Hey.
Hey, hey. So listen, my little interpretation of Kyrie Irving, man, and how he's going to unite the world. You know, he's because he's conscious, I think he's talking about the culture. You know, the world for him is the culture. He's uniting everybody, you know, especially during this time. You feel me?
Yeah, no, I feel
so the Nets winning the championship will accomplish that.
Mm-mm. I think it's more using this platform. I think it's the platform, right? Okay. I mean, the longer we go, the more eyeballs is on us. I can get out there. Watch what I tell you. If they go to championship, he going to, you know,
talk
say
about
some stuff.
Something other than basketball at his press
turning
conference.
The haters into more
haters.
People that appreciate them.
Turning the haters into more haters.
I'll say, if he balls the way he's been balling, on his toes like that,
so
I mean, he is special to watch.
World, though, man. People just
spin it.
We could argue more unifying, but.
Monica's,
I'm uniting the world.
Monica's not
show,
buying it as she eats her chocolate covered cicada.
We are uniting
line
the world.
Five.
Line five. So here I am, Scott from Arizona.
Hey,
with the Suns are in the second round, they're looking strong. And I just want to know, what do we need to do to keep this up for the foreseeable future? Not just through the rest of these playoffs, but to be a factor going forward, you know, to be.
I get
you.
Sustainable is the word you're looking for.
And number one, you're going to have to convince that dude Booker that Arizona's the place he needs to stay. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You got to convince him.
They got a nice young core. They have a really good coach.
But you know people are going to be poaching.
How much is CP's impact, though, Monica?
I was about to say, number two, you need to get the fountain of youth serum and keep CP3 as is with the improved shoulder.
Yeah, but I'm thinking long term. Right?
Me too, but you can't do that. Yeah. Because literally, what is the biggest difference from last year's team to this year's
team? CP3.
Boom.
But Father Time eventually going to catch up with him, too.
He asked me about Father Time. He said, what do we need to do? I'm telling him.
But I'm saying long-term.
Long-term, Cameron Payne has to somehow take on the mindset and the basketball prowess. Maybe not Cameron Payne, but you're going to need another guard.
Let's spin it.
Line
four. Balance and wellness.
Line four.
Hello, it's Eric.
Hey, Eric.
From Flint, Michigan. I was wondering what Detroit sports team will be along coming a championship? Lions, Tigers, Pistons, or Red Wings?
Is anybody close?
I mean,
the Red Wings.
Who will win one first?
I
guess. Is that really the question?
Yeah,
wait, don't the Tigers have that dude that's good?
The Tigers.
What's his name? The young dude. God.
Every team has one of those.
I know.
Apparently.
I'm just going to say.
Pistons have been bad. They keep trying to find new leadership.
I would say it's probably going to be.
Dan Campbell and the Lions are going to bite some kneecaps all the way to the Super Bowl.
Kneecaps.
Maybe the Tigers, if they can get the farm system together.
I would think baseball might be your
one
opportunity.
Because there ain't a whole lot of people.
I mean, Detroit Red Wings, they've had such a great history, but it's been a while now. You know, since they've kind of fallen off that Stanley Cup run they were on for a better part of two decades, so
it almost feels like Detroit is like a mini Houston, except the Astros won recently, but they've been depleted here last year with Harden leaving and then the whole Houston Texans. So it kind of feels like that a little bit. Like
Detroit kind of had their run. Like they had the Pistons won a title, the Red Wings won a title, the Tigers went to multiple World Series.
Don't be greedy, Detroit.
They had a good run, and then, you know, things got messed up. But at least they revitalized that downtown. Spin it.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, they've done a nice job in the new arena, too. Line six, go, quick.
Hey, Gretchen from Memphis. I just wanted to congratulate my Memphis Grizzlies. Nobody thought we'd get over 500, and nobody ever thought we'd win that play-in game.
Thank you, Memphis Grizzlies, for always being awesome.
Actually, Gretchen, Monica picked the Grizzlies.
Yeah, and Memphis showed mad love, so congratulations and enjoy that. I was like a little mini star.
Yeah, me too. I picked the Grizzlies, too.
Let me have
Let Monica make that shot. Let her make that shot. Monica, star at Georgetown. Knock it down. On camera. Oh, she went skyhook.
No
one. Skyhook. Have a great
weekend.
You want to
know
everybody.
Why?
You know what?